There's the old Earth. It's about a half Earth now. Houston, America?
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, Robert, guess the big thing I want to report from the backside on this one here is that I took another look at the clover leaf in Aitken with the binocs. And that southern domical crater of the clover leaf has a breach on the east side of it. I can't tell. There's a flow. In other words, the domical structures themselves are part of a flow material that has partially filled up the breach. In other words, the breach has either flown into that little domical structure before the domes were built, or else all of that stuff that's in the Mare's floor has flown out of that domical structure before the domes came in. In other words, the domical structures themselves are a different time relationship than the floor itself. They're younger than the floor itself.
Roger, Ron, we copy that. Ron, is there a difference in the color between the dome and the Mare in Aitken there?
Yes, sir. Yes, there is. The dome type material is but colors again are very hard, you know. I just gonna have to say that it's slightly darker than the Mare floor is the way it looks to me right at this point in time. Also, the texture is a coarser texture than the floor itself. It was the floor, to me, is kind of a standard Mare flat floor type stuff, and I have to compare the texture of the domical hills to, I guess what I would imagine some of the dacite flows that I've seen out in California, you know, the heavy viscous type flows.
Roger, we copy that, Ron. That's good data on Aitken there, Ron. Those color differences, on any of these things, that color is one of the most important things you can give us. We'll be all ears for that.
Okay, I'll try to. The trouble with colors, I'm finding out, is it's your function of the sun angle as to what color it appears to your eye.
Well, Roger, we can believe that. We'll be all ears for that.
Yeah.